India is in the middle of a long and painful debate over a very sensitive topic, violence against women. The debate erupted a little over a year ago with the brutal gang rape and murder of a young woman in Delhi. The debate ever since has grown with every reported instance of rape or sexual harassment. One recent flashpoint, the comments of a leading Indian gynecologist and politician, a woman who said women's clothes and behavior invited rape. The doctor later apologized. The world's Ritu Chatterjee is in Delhi. She says the comments are getting a lot of attention in India.
People are outraged. I think she's lost some credibility here because she's a member of the Women's Commission for the state of Maharashtra, which is essentially designed to voice concerns for women's issues and women's concerns. The fact that she apologized, what she said about women inviting rape, women being careful about where they go, when they go out. Most women and girls growing up are taught to be careful, that they should bear the burden of their own safety. Now, this is something that every single Indian girl, Indian woman has been told by her parents, her teachers, her neighbors, her cousins, her brothers. In fact, she said of the Delhi gang rape victim, did she really have to go out for a late night movie? Couldn't she have gone for a matinee show or an early evening show? 3 years ago, there were many politicians making such comments. But today, one person makes a comment, there's a media backlash, and a politician is forced to backtrack and apologize. So that's the change in culture which has happened in a very short time in the last year and a half since the Delhi gang rape triggered all these protests around the country and demands for changes in laws and other factors that can make women safer.
Just remind us briefly of what happened in that case.
Yeah, so the Delhi gang rape case happened in mid-December of 2012. A physiotherapy student was headed home from watching a movie with a friend of hers in a huge mall, which is very close to where I live. And this was around 9 at night, and she and her friend boarded a private bus, and there were 5 men there who then attacked the couple and brutally, brutally gang raped the woman, and eventually she died from her injuries. And that's what led to the widespread protests and demands for making India safer for women.
And Ritu, I mean, having just recently returned to India, now hearing about these problems for several months, what strikes you after various episodes of violence toward women and how the country has reacted to them?
Well, from my own personal experience, I have to say that even though I grew up here, it's been a big adjustment getting used to sort of feeling unsafe all the time, even when I'm walking around in the daytime. At the same time, I'm not seeing women stopping their education. I'm not noticing women, curb their plans of going out. I guess to a certain extent, we all try and be careful because news about all this violence does scare us to a certain extent. But for me, the most noticeable thing that I'm seeing and what people are telling me, young women are telling me, is that this culture of victim blaming is, it's changed and continues to change. And I'm hoping it will soon be gone.
The world's Ritu Chatterjee, thanks very much for your thoughts. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marco.